The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Taco Tuesday edition. The seed Milwaukee, the player, the vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris. And Dom, you're a player.
Hey, man.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's right.
The vice president, her first speech as the presumptive Democratic nominee, she effectively took that mantle today from the stage. And I'm kind of fired up. I'm happy for this happy hour, Dom, because I got a front row to history, and she met the moment. And the crowd met her there, and they were exuberant. So, Kamala Harris kicking ass and taking names in Milwaukee, and this, the most important of all the swing states, in my opinion, Dom. And I got to be there, and we took you there. Played the sound bites. Civic Media has played the sound earlier today, so maybe we'll revisit. But also love visiting with you fine people and breaking. The latest news of the day, you know, the Republicans are panicking, Dom.
They're looking, they're searching for an answer. They're trying to come up with a something to counter this momentum that's been created now on the Democratic side.
Let's impeach the vice president. Articles of impeachment coming out of the Congress. Rep. Andy Ogles, the
Republican from Tennessee.
The lead clown on this, Dom. Rep. Andy Ogles from Tennessee introduced articles of impeachment against Vice President Kamala Harris today following a House GOP caucus meeting in which members frantically strategized over how to stop momentum for Harris' newly kicked off presidential campaign.
I mean, do you think he was, did he get the short straw, or did he like volunteer to do this? I mean, how do you decide who's going to be the ass who comes out of this frantic strategizing meeting on how to counter this new action on the Democratic side?
Well, apparently Marjorie Taylor Greene otherwise occupied. Yeah, right,
Mike Johnson? Calling Mike Johnson?
Now, the impeachment articles proclaim that Harris has committed high crimes and misdemeanors through incompetence in her role as border czar. And then in parentheticals, and I bring this to the attention of a texter who said, well, you know, you got to be honest with us. Kamala was the border czar. No, she literally was not the border czar. My source, the White House, the original source documents. But anyways, I'm reading a position she has never actually had. Ogles then proceed to cite several anecdotes of women killed by unauthorized migrants, as well as the fact that over 50 million fentanyl pills were seized by the DEA in 2022. Even though seizures indicate the law is being enforced, and even though most of it's seized during the border crossing at checkpoints, often from U.S. citizens, 91% of all the arrestees, U.S. citizens.
Yeah, there's money in drugs. Imagine that.
Nowhere in the resolution, the impeachment resolution of our vice president, now our Democratic nominee for president, nowhere in the resolution does it list a purported act of misconduct or abuse of power by Harris, something that was noticed by commentators on social media who roundly ridiculed the measure. Ogles claims in this resolution that Harris is the designated border czar, a non-existent position that Biden did not name her to, wrote immigration law expert Aaron Reichlin Melnick, providing a link to the White House announcement on the subject. Here is the primary source. Biden is clear that Harris agreed to lead the administration's diplomatic root causes strategy only. Meaning, why are people coming? Why are immigrants fleeing Central America? What are the, let's call them, root causes? Let's research that. That was her role.
Yeah, you don't have to go much further than, I don't know, American foreign policy over the last 100 years.
Here's another one. These idiots need a new bag of tricks. This is so tiresome.
Concluding at the Raw story, Ogles, who has come under fire for embellishing his political resume before being elected and has faced an ethics complaint over his campaign finances, is no stranger to pushing politically charged show bills. Last month, he vowed to introduce a no-juicing Joe bill that would have required President Joe Biden to disclose whenever he takes a mind-altering stimulant.
Just stimulants? Sometimes you need downers too, man. Take too many stimulants. You need some
cannonball, downers. Cannonball. 844-967-2789. They are desperate. They are in disarray, and they have no answer. Zero answer other than the go-to, DEI, they're only doing it because she's black and my racist Mountain Dew. 844-967-2789. Let's get to our very patient callers. We appreciate every one of you. Cam, you have been the most patient. You are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Welcome, young Cam.
Hey, guys. I went to go watch some stuff last night because I was thinking, crew kept talking about how the Kavanaugh video where she's roasting him was an excellent watch, and I was bored. I watched it, and then I saw my recommended one where she does the same thing to Bill Barr. Oh, my God. This woman has my vote. She has my vote. She already had my vote anyways because I know what we're up against, right? But I listened to
these. But she earned it this time, Cam?
Technically, she would have already earned it because these are past actions. But I looked at a bunch more stuff about the things that she has accomplished, and it blew my mind. She was rated one of the most liberal senators. She fought to overturn Prop 8 in California, which banned gay marriage. She had fought for the DREAM Act. And then she also developed something that I think Wisconsin needs called the Back on Track, where it's an alternative sentencing program for people convicted of low-level offenses. And that helps with the things like job training and mental health services. Mm-hmm. And then she also developed the Open Justice, which provided transparency on justice-related data. She's really, really cool. Another thing, and I was so excited to bring this to you guys' attention because so far—
The Harris campaign isn't paying you for this appearance, are they, Cam?
No, they couldn't pay me enough. No, I wanted to bring to you guys' attention the Hannibal Lecter thing. It actually makes sense why he brings it up every time.
Why?
Crute, I think you have mentioned, and I'm not making them the joke of this. I actually have ADHD myself, but I believe you've mentioned that you have a son that has autism, yes?
Yeah, he's on the spectrum. Yep.
Okay. Those with autism and ADHD, like severe ADHD, because that is a brain chemistry problem. It's underdeveloped. They do this thing where it's like referential memory, where they hear words and then think of the things that make them think of those words, and then they just spew it out sometimes. I do it all the time. I have massive problems with it. I need to catch myself all the time. I don't know if your kid ever has done that too, but it is something that I've observed in others as well. Trump, I think, has ADHD, and he does it every time he's talking about asylum seekers. I don't think he knows what asylum means because he ends up thinking of Hannibal Lecter every time. If you go back and rewatch his speeches, every time he's brought up Hannibal Lecter, it's been right after he was talking about asylum seekers pouring in over the border.
You know, Cam, I was considering voting for the man, but now that you bring that to my attention, real quick, and then we'll keep. Thank you, Cam. I tease. Real quick, and then we'll move on. But the Washington Post today, Kamala Harris said 19 words in 2018 that taught us all we need to know. And I met her shortly after the Kavanaugh hearing. And here is specifically what she posed to Kavanaugh. Can you think of any laws, Harris asked the nominee, that give the government the power to make decisions about the male body. Kavanaugh replied, furrowing his brow. I'm happy to answer a more specific question, but male versus female, Harris offered, smiling. And when Kavanaugh still expressed confusion, she repeated her 19-word question. Can you think of any laws that give the government the power to make decisions about the male body? Straightforward answer is no!
I am not thinking of any right now, was Kavanaugh's response.
I love beer.
He had beer on the mind. 844.
The happier, happy hour. I think everyone's celebrating today with Kamala Harris in Milwaukee.
844-96-PARTY. Jack from the Mac, you're up. Welcome. Happy days, Jack. What do you got?
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, you're on the welcome.
Air. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, the mega rhinos are no doubt going to be throwing everything they possibly can against the wall to try to find something that'll stick to Harris. They're not going to find it with the economy. We have a decent economy. It's the lowest inflation in the industrialized world, and most of that inflation is due to price gouging anyway from corporations. It's not going to be.
Jack, do you know the state of Wisconsin leads the nation under the Biden-Harris leadership regime, and obviously Tony Evers plays a part as well. We lead the nation in hourly wage growth here in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, I think for a lot of working people, the economy is getting better.
Three out of the last four months that we studied, yes. Yeah, I've heard that someplace. I think it possibly was Civic Media. anyway, they're not going to get her on crime. First of all, according to the FBI, all crime, violent and non-violent, has increased every year since the pandemic, which, of course, is the time that Biden's been in office.
Well, that's the FBI, though, Harris. Jack. Project 2025, they want to get rid of the FBI.
You know, well, of course. They want to get rid of anything that possibly could be used legally against them. then we got the immigration crisis. It's been solved. There is a bipartisan bill. But the Republicans have trashed that bill. They've refused to even look at it in the House. And then
you're right, Jack. We got to keep moving on. Appreciate your call. I heard a rumor on Right Wing Talk Radio.
Oh, great. What was it?
Kamala taking THC gummies. I'm thinking.
Yeah, and?
That makes her more electable as far as I'm concerned. More devil's advocates. It's a happier, happy hour. I got to see the next president of the United States today. Her name is Harris.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to go back to the lines shortly. Be patient, caller. We'll get to all of you. We promise it is the happier happy hour, and it is so much more happy when you are with us at 844-960-2789.
A quick note on Trump's wasted vice presidential pick. I cannot strategically figure out why J.D. Vance. And here is what
Peter Thiel.
Oh, yeah. He's got a rich friend. Here is what Sarah Longwell, a former Republican pollster who's now working to defeat former President Donald Trump, delivered some bad news when it comes to Trump's running
mate. Ruh-roh.
Writing on Twitter, Longwell said the focus groups of undecided voters are not very high on Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, whom Trump tapped last week as his vice presidential nominee. Specifically, here's what she said. I've done a couple of swing voter groups since the Vance VP announcement, and these voters simply do not like him. Both his flip-flopping on Trump and his extreme abortion position are what breaks through. That wasn't the only bad news that Longwell had for the Trump campaign either, as she added that voters have increasingly expressed concerns about Project 2025. I can tell you, the discipline from the Democrats on this, Josh Call, the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin, I believe Tony Evers, again talked about it. I heard them all talking about it on July 5th. Each and every Democratic rally now includes the encouragement to go and Google Project 2025. Here is what the polls are now saying. Citing new polling showing that voter awareness and disapproval of Project 2025 has shot up over the last month. Longwell wrote, Project 2025 is suddenly coming up in all the focus groups and has become just a big catch-all boogeyman with anti-Trump voters. And Trump himself may have inadvertently helped drive this awareness of the project, which was drafted by many of his former administration officials, but he claimed to know nothing about it, while at the same time trying to distance himself from, you know, the more extreme positions.
I know nothing about it, but I really don't like those extreme positions. I don't know those coffee boys.
844-967-2789. I got to tell you, Dom, I've smiled more in the last 2 days than probably the last 3.5 years combined.
Such a crabby guy sometimes, always irritated.
The only thing that could have made me happier, and Kamala Harris, I tell you, I'm very happy. I think she did a wonderful job today, and I think the crowd met her with their enthusiasm today. It would be hard not to give an energizing speech to that crowd. But I mean, like, somewhere in the back of my mind, open convention, Bernie, but I tamped down those ugly demons, and I am fully embracing of Kamala Harris.
The money, we talked about $81 million raised in 24 hours. It's now over $100 million, and the Chiron on MSNBC is saying Emily's List is going to give another $20 million, given the warm reception here in West Dallas / Milwaukee, the financial windfall that this campaign has now enjoyed, and what that Zoom call with like 44,000 African-American women. I mean, it is something that the GOP is really, really struggling to counter.
You know, be careful what you wish for. I'd say boys and girls, but primarily it's old white boys.
844-967-2789. Our friend Carmella, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. What do you got?
Hey, Carmella, did you see the president today? Oh, future president. My bad.
I was there in West Dallas this afternoon. I looked for you guys.
Well, I was there in a red hat, but mostly behind the bleachers. I just kind of peeked around the bleachers when Kamala Harris came to the stage. But they get to be long days.
Yes. I saw you, and I pointed out to my husband. I did. I said, see that guy in the red hat, and you were wearing a black shirt and, like, tan shorts? That was you.
Yep, that's it.
I recognized you.
There was only two people in the room today in the media section wearing shorts. Me and our buddy Earl Ingram.
It's hot out.
And I know, it was Carmella. Yeah, it was so awesome. I was the energy, it was just amazing, and it's exactly what we needed right now, the coalition against Trump. I'm just so excited, and I was so relieved that I got in. It took me like 3 times to apply, but just happy. That's all I can say.
And Carmella, there didn't seem to be any reservations amongst the crowd. Even, you know, I saw Jim Doyle come through. He got cheered. Chevy Johnson, David Crowley. It was like they were rock stars coming through the crowd. And then when Kamala came out, the crowd didn't stop cheering for like 90 seconds straight. It felt like a rock concert.
It really did. And it was amazing. When I was in line, I was right before the metal detectors, and Mandela Barnes went through, and it was like, yeah, like a rock star. Everybody started cheering in line. And then when he came in front of us again, the same thing, everybody started cheering. And yeah, it was an amazing energy. It just was. It's exactly what we needed, actually.
I believe you're right, Carmella, and I think most of them were cheering his appearance on the Devil's Advocates yesterday.
Thank you for the
Mandela
call.
Barnes.
844-967-2789. Troy from Mount Horeb, you are next. Welcome, Troy. What do you got?
Hey, Troy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Awesome.
I'm feeling good, Troy.
Good. What a speech. I listened to it on earlier on your show. Not on your show, but earlier. I loved the speech. It was great. I don't get the love fest you guys have for Gary, who is just a quieter CJ. And Kamala, I'd like to challenge him to a bet. It can't be dinner, because I can't imagine I could sit across the table from him for an hour. But I'd like to challenge him to a bet on this election if he's up for it.
Just a straight up win loss,
mano a mano.
Yep. Yep.
And you got Kamala, I think it's Roy.
Oh, absolutely. We could either do that or we could go with the Trump's going to get fewer votes than he got last time.
Ooh, I like that. Little money line.
Troy, here's the deal, though. If Dom and I have to broker this arrangement between you and Gary, then there's going to be some big.
10%, baby.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have it any other way. That makes it real.
Win or lose, the bookie gets paid, Troy. Appreciate it, man. Gary,
I want to hear more about whether or not Kamala Harris is qualified, quote unquote, for the presidency. And then let's compare that to Trump. Hell, even when he was in. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. Win with us. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, rolling into a Tuesday happier, happy hour, a Kamala Harris happier, happy hour. She was in Milwaukee today, her first speech since becoming the mathematical nominee for the Democratic Party. She announced it from the stage. David Crowley, the Milwaukee County executive, was proud to announce, break the news to the audience, Dom, that Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, the respective leaders of the House and Senate majority in the Senate side, have also endorsed Kamala Harris. Hell, the whole world, $100 billion, 60% of it new money.
The Daily News report found this link from the Drudge Report. Harris claimed a stunning $231 million. From small and big donors in the first 24 hours. We talk about the $81 million in small dollar donations. Reportedly, she scored an additional $150 million money bomb from big donors in what is amounted to the biggest one-day haul of the 2024 election cycle.
I'd say that's a hell of a cheddar bomb. Preston from Appleton on the text line. All that let's go Brandon merch and impeachment inquiries wasted. Kamala's going to cream Trump. I hope you're right, sir. Jeff, picking up on the earlier Gary theme. Gary, WTF did Trump do to be qualified? Well,
exactly.
And here's one. Gary, hiding Joe. Did you watch the debate right out in the open and Republicans are not excited? And the only qualifications needed to be the U.S. president is to be at least 35-year-old, check, to be born in the U.S. of A, check, check. Stop listing and patronizing right-wing talking heads lying to you, Gary. Oh, Gary. There was an old Gary in there. I just assume that's how the texter wanted it pronounced.
Oh, that's how it was on, what, Weird Science?
Oh, Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Who's Gary? There's more. Wes from Middleton says, I don't trust someone that's not living in 2024 taking THC gummies.
It's great to go to sleep. Great to get up.
We need to check with our pals over at Herbal Aspect. Someone trying to order some of the devil gummies, and apparently they might be out of stock in the short run. We got to check on that. I saw maybe if Alan wasn't spending so much time at the Kamala Harris rally today, yeah. I saw Alan Robinson there. Let's get back to the phones, Dom. 844-967-2789.
Let's hit up Matt from Middleton. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hello, Matt. Yo, Matt. All right, we will keep rolling.
You know, there was a texter before Troy from Mount Horeb wanted to bet Gary, and a texter texted in, you know, they should bet a scoop of ice cream. And Crudy's still saying, I'm getting a piece of that. I want my big.
I want the first lick. 844-967-2789. Our pal from the leftist coast, Tom, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, Kamala, Kamala. Happy Kamala Day. Second, you know, we really need to take a step back just for a second and realize how ridiculous our money and politics are in our system. And we got to get money out of politics. I am so happy that Kamala has brought in this much money enthusiasm by the grassroots, but it's still absolutely ridiculous how much money we spend on our campaigns, and we need public financing of campaigns. Also, I'd like to say, when she was our state senator, she was actually a huge, huge endorsement for the gay and lesbian pages.com. And always appeared in there, as well as you guys. But also, I met her, and I took her aside, and I just said, you know what? When you talk about, and I'm not saying I did anything about this, but when you're talking about the issue of a woman's right to choose, it's not pro-life or pro-choice. It's pro either a woman's right to choose or pro the big government's right to choose. And just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean she's going to choose termination. It's just about her choice. And I love the fact of how it is that she has framed that, because it isn't about quote unquote pro-life or pro opposite death, I guess would be the opposite of it. It's about pro a woman's right to choose or pro big government's right to choose over a woman's body.
Well, it's not even, and I hear what you're saying, Tom, and you're right. But the big government is not giving a choice, at least the Republican big government. They're choosing for the women. That is big government forced birthing. I think that sounds a little more harsh. But thank you for the call. Tom, let me ask you real quick, though. You've been out in California for a long time. Do you believe Kamala Harris is qualified to be the president of the United States?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, she's the one that brought the biggest lawsuit, her along with Bo Biden and a few others, in terms of making Countrywide and all of these people pay for what they did in the liar loans here in California. And she's absolutely correct. She's always taken on the sexual predators, and she's always taken on these people. And the thing is, she has always been someone that has been for the average working person out there. She doesn't forget where she came from. And, she's the real deal. She's not a fake. She's authentic. And I am so happy that she's getting the opportunity to show exactly who she is now, and for the rest of the country to be able to see exactly who she is, because that is who she is.
Right on, Tom. Thank you for your perspective. She certainly handled it well here in the near term.
Her fifth trip to Wisconsin this year. Yeah. She's no stranger to campaigning in Wisconsin. Obviously, it takes on more gravity. Now she's the top of the ticket. And, you know, it's a big week. Joe Biden's going to address the nation from the Oval Office tomorrow. We got Netanyahu addressing at least a Republican contingent at a joint congressional meeting this week. And I guess Kamala's backing out, not going to preside over Netanyahu. Someone on the text line said the problem with Joe Biden wasn't that he was old, it was Gaza. And I completely disagree with you, Texter, because I don't know that there's a lot of difference in policy choice between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And obviously she's being warmly embraced, despite reservations, perhaps, about the Gaza policy.
The Gaza policy, foreign policy, some of these very specific issues are going to have to be addressed. The Gaza policy is a soft spot for the Democratic Party. But I certainly would ask those that would protest what's going on, if they think that a Republican Donald Trump presidency would be better or worse for the citizens of Palestine. Well, of Gaza. There's no citizenry of Palestine. 844-967-2789. Don from Milwaukee, you're up. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Hey, Don.
Hi, fellas. I'm more excited than I thought I would be about this. Because, as you know, I was kind of riding with Biden. But I'd like to make a proposal. Now, we Americans, we like our holidays. And I did hear in her speech about protecting voters' rights. And I would like to make a proposal. I don't know. We Americans, we like our holidays. Why can't we make November, that first Tuesday, a national holiday? We get a bigger turnout. I know the Republicans probably wouldn't like that. But, you know, I've been pushing for this for a long time. But I just wanted to see what you fellas think about that. So.
Well, I love that idea, Don. I love this plan.
Yeah.
I can get behind this plan.
I mean, well, when was the last time we had was it Juneteenth Day? I think the mass declared national, or was it Martin Luther King? I forget.
Probably Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I don't believe that Juneteenth is acknowledged as a national holiday, Don. And ironically, perhaps unironically,
okay,
that's
all I have to add there. Take care.
Thanks, Don.
One of the complaints about Trump's newly minted VP pick, J.D. Vance, he mocked Indigenous Peoples Day. Because of course he did.
Of course he did. Juneteenth is, in fact, a recognized federal holiday starting in 2021.
Well, thank you for correcting the record.
There
you and Dick have kept me on the straight and narrow today.
844-967-2789. Lisa from Middleton, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, guys. I am super, super stoked about Kamala Harris. I can't wait to see her debate Donald Trump, ideally at the Barrymore, with a much better outcome than we had for Joe Biden's debate, which was super depressing. I had to leave in the intermission to go home.
If they call a debate, we'll do a debate watch party, Lisa. I feel confident we could get people to show up for a Kamala Harris Donald Trump debate.
To show up for Joe, you're going to show up for Kamala, right, Lisa?
Oh, definitely. And I'll stick around for Kamala. I'll have someone else let my dogs out. But regarding the texter who texted about Gaza, I think it was today or yesterday, Democracy Now! Had an interview with someone who worked on Kamala Harris's campaign in California and then went on to work for the Biden administration. And she was the first person, I think she was the first Jewish person to resign from the Biden-Harris administration over Gaza. And I encourage the texter to check out that Democracy Now! Because she was talking about how Kamala definitely has a more humane regard for the Palestinian people and what they're suffering through right now. But of course, she's got to walk a fine line because while she's maybe the candidate and likely will be, she's still vice president to President Biden. So he gets to call the shots on policy. But apparently behind the scenes, she was she didn't have as much influence as the pro-Palestinian folks would have liked her to have because she did have a different, might not be totally different, but she at least wanted to get a ceasefire and do something to help the Palestinian people. So with that, I'll let you guys go. But yes, thanks. How awesome is it to have something good to talk about with regard to the campaign? I'm so excited. I'll see you at the Barrymore, I hope.
All right.
Absolutely. All right, Lisa.
Thank you.
It's the most excited I've been in like 3.5 years, Tom.
It's been a long time.
Since Joe Biden beat Trump. I think that's the last time I was nearly as excited as I felt for the last 48 hours.
844-967-2789.
Usually,
2789.
When I feel good about something, something wrecks it.
Yeah, CJ.
What could possibly... Oh, hey, CJ.
Hello, CJ. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Don't wreck it, CJ.
Hi, guys.
I'm feeling good, CJ. Don't wreck it.
I'll try not to. You'll give me a second anyways. But, you know, I love hearing that you guys are celebrating, but you know, here's what you get with this administration. It's all about, you know, they don't even show up to greet Netanyahu. It's all about symbolism and not substance. We've got hostages still being held, and this is the class act that you get from the Biden Kamala Harris administration. They
what would you do? I think Trump's hosting your boy Netanyahu, just like he hosted Viktor Orban down in Mar-a-Lago. Is that the prescribed remedy? They should do a state dinner for Netanyahu?
It's all about symbolism to you guys. You have to
Did you get?
No, it's not about symbols. It was
what about Putin
practical.
In Russia, dude? The guy actually invaded another country, and you know your guy's giving him handies on the international stage. I mean, is it inconsistent foreign policy or just whatever Trump likes? You like CJ?
No, this is about peace through strength and trust but verify, which your party doesn't care about. They are weak, and that's why Putin
is. Your party
it.
Is the party left, of Putin, you never hear dude. About your the party hostages. Let Russia invade Ukraine. You cannot claim strength and capitulate to Putin.
Thank you for the call, CJ. We are very excited. Kamala Harris, the vice president, in town today. Now the Democratic presidential nominee for this election cycle. She tore it up. She did a great job. The crowd was super stoked. People are dialed in. $231 million raised, $81 million in small donations. More and more is coming. And more Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Taking your calls. One last segment.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the glass.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So, you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now. 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've got one truthy social post that will cover all of CJ's talking points in one quick moment.
All right, let's hear it.
Got to do the Trump voice. Looking forward to welcoming Bibi Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida tomorrow, Trump posted. During my first time, we had peace and stability in the region, even signing the historic Abraham Accords. We will have it again, just as I have said in the discussions with President Zelensky and other world leaders in recent weeks. By peace through strength. And you know he means it because he all capped it. Peace through strength agenda will demonstrate to the world that these horrible, deadly wars and violent conflicts must end. Millions are dying, and Kamala Harris is in no way capable of stopping it. Yes, yeah, she should be on the front lines protecting the Ukrainian people.
I mean,
people.
I got to believe I'd
from
run in.
From your boy Putin.
I got to believe I'd run in even if I didn't have a weapon. So is Donald Trump going to encourage Bibi to
surrender to Hamas?
To sign a
peace accord?
I mean, something.
With Hamas?
Somebody? Stop something? I mean, got it. You were attacked. Is it now overkill, literally? I look forward to hearing the results of that. 844-967-2789.
He's relegated to desperate, truthy social tweets. You know he's feeling it.
Hey, come on. Don't worry. Jared Kushner, he'll fix it all. Dave from Madison, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I want to comment on Netanyahu, so give me some time to do that. But the first thing I want to say is, as far as Democrats and Republicans support for Israel, there's 36 members of Congress. Only two of them are Republican, and all 36, by the way, support Israel. And secondly, yeah, as far as Netanyahu, I also want to say just real quick that Israel didn't attack anyone. There's never been a Palestinian state. There's not a state of Palestine. And only the security
Okay, but there's Palestinians, right, Dave? And they're squashed into absolutely. Gaza, like the most densely populated spot in the entire world, and are bombing the hell out of
yes.
it, Dave. What would you call it?
Yeah. Thank you very much for letting me respond to that. And, Israel has been attacked. Not just
yeah, respond
on
to it. What
7th.
Would you call it, Dave?
What would you call I would call it self-defense, which Israel has the right to do under the UN Charter and
so that means they can
else.
Just, what, mass murder everyone living in Gaza?
That's ridiculous. The Israelis' targeting decisions are, they're very complicated.
Targeting
procedure
decisions.
They had. Yes, targeting decisions.
Is there enough, Dave? I mean, should there be a pullback? Should there be a peace? Should be something? Is have they gotten their pound of flesh? Or you want to just see the total annihilation? So what? Jared Kushner can put up some condos.
It had nothing. Am I still on? It had nothing to do with revenge. It had to do with defending Israel. For decades, Israel did absolutely nothing, or they were pulled back.
Hang on, Dave. I'm going to put you on. Hang on. Listen to me for a second. Israel is going into the West Bank, right? They have settlements that have been doing this for years. They shouldn't be there. There's hardline Israeli citizens, members of the government as well, that support expanding into where they're not supposed to be. Dave, don't tell me they're not doing anything. They're not doing nothing. I mean, there's
the UN World
on all
Court,
sides, Dave.
The UN World Court has said, and this is in the last 4 days, Dave. Hold on, I'm not done yet. Israeli presence in East Jerusalem, West Bank is illegal and must end. That's the UN saying that. That's not Crudy and Dom going off as radical Gaza Islamist here. Sir, the world courts have said that Israel is crossing lines.
And they have been in the West Bank for years. Hell, they murdered their own president because of it.
Actually, that's not what the UN court said.
That's literally what they said.
I'm not arguing with you, Dave.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dave. 844-967-2789. John from Boaz, you will have the last word today. Thanks for calling. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hi, gentlemen. The best radio show ever. And I would like to thank three women in the past that have been written about, and they're very successful, which Kendall Harris is going to be one of them, or even better, like an angel floating around. Margaret Thatcher, look at what she did for the time. Margaret Thatcher, Eleanor Roosevelt, and my grandma, Marie.
Your grandma who?
Marie.
Grandma Marie, big influence in your life, John.
Yes.
Let's put her up there with the other two then.
Yeah, appreciate the call, man. Appreciate all the women in our lives. I look forward to finally electing a woman to the presidency in this country. Women get stuff done. Let's just put it that way.
I was raised by a single mom through first 12, 13 years of my life. I can tell you, man, I'm used to being led by a strong woman. I look forward to a Kamala Harris presidency. And I look forward to a Wednesday edition of the Devil's Advocates with you. Thank you to Scott Ross for joining us today. Thanks, Rich, for scrambling, doing all the hard work with the Kamala Harris sound. Great to welcome the vice president, the future president, to Milwaukee. And thanks for letting me hang out in the bomb shelter here, Dom.
Hey, man, anytime.
We'll do it for you again tomorrow. It'll be hump day then, but today it's Taco Tuesday. So to tacos and tequila and Kampala. It's definitely what's on the agenda. I'm celebrating, man.
Let's do it. Let's go celebrate.
CJ and Gary didn't even wreck my mood.